Hi, everyone. Tomorrow is the first day of school for many of you. And my short little sermon is going to be just for you, mostly. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse 12. Let no one despise your youth. But be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Paul writes to Timothy, Timothy being a young man going into ministry. And Paul wants to encourage him and say, tell him that you are a young minister, but yet do not let people despise your youth. The title student, which many of you will put on tomorrow, it is now your primary ministry. Don't think that singing or preaching or saying a poem is your primary ministry. You will spend the majority of your time in the class, in the classroom. Which means, as followers of Jesus, that's where you are ought to serve. The moment you think, or the moment you put your secondary ministry in the amount of time spent, meaning, as your primary, then your primary ministry as a student, servant of God, will become secondary, which will be in danger of being set aside. When someone asks me, what is your ministry? I say, it's my construction business. And if they ask if I have any other ministries, I would mention that I also translate and sometimes I preach. Remember, as Christians, we represent Jesus everywhere. I like how the King James says this. It says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. We are to be examples. We are his hands and feet. Another dangerous thing in school, especially in school, it's dangerous everywhere, but specifically in school, a religious life is dangerous. What do I mean about that? Well, I'll explain and tell you a little about my story. When I was in high school, I used to pull up in the parking lot on my car, and I would look and see students holding hands around the flagpole praying. Instead of joining them, I accused them. I saw them holding hands, some were wearing hats, and I said, they're charismatic. Religion will cause you to avoid what Christ wants you to do. Let me say that again. Religion will cause you to avoid what Christ wants you to do. I was religious, which paralyzed me from doing work of Jesus. I avoided to pray with the students because I was religious and misjudged them and misjudged the work of God. Religion keeps you idle. Relationship with Jesus makes you alive. I recently met a classmate that I went to school for so many years. And neither of us knew we were Christians. How sad. We were just like everybody else. So I said to myself, not too long ago, I said to myself, if I could go back to my school, if I could go back in time, I would speak about Jesus more. Not only that, I would affect the school. I would go into the school, in the student board and be part of that and affect the school. But a small voice inside me said, listen, if you're not doing that now, if you're not talking to people about Jesus, and if you're not affecting your community, there is no way, even if I had the privilege to go back, I would change anything. That's why the time is now. The time is now. So I missed that opportunity in school, but I still have the opportunity to make a difference in the community I live in now. But I'm speaking to you guys who are going to school. You have a wonderful opportunity. Don't let people despise your youth. So in conclusion, I would like to tell you that the most important part, first of all, you can do is read your Bibles. That is the most important part you can do. Another option which I'm helping you in is that there is a book called The Life Book. The Gideons made a life book that is specifically made for students to give to students. There's going to be a short video after my sermon that will describe this more. And then the website in the back will have actually more videos on exactly how you can do that in school. Other ways we can be influenced in our schools is to pray. How we can influence our schools by praying. We could get a group of people. We could join other churches and pray every morning. Find that group of students that pray and meet them and pray with them. Get a yearbook. Pray for every name you see in the yearbook. Another example I heard from a janitor who walked the halls and prayed for every single locker for years until revival broke out in that school. Don't waste your time. If we are children of God, we are called to be the light, which means we have to be influencers. Move to the offense rather than stand on the defense. We have to fight for our schools and not let the enemy take hold of it, and also our friends.